Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 27th, 2023. I'm Rich Strappolino. Snap began rolling out a new chatbot to Snapchat Plus subscribers called My AI. It's powered by ChatGPT, but trained by Snap to follow its trust and safety guidelines, so it won't respond with swears or opinions on politics, for example. It also won't reply to certain prompts, like writing an academic essay. Snap eventually plans to make it available to all users. Over the weekend, The Verge and platformer Zoe Schiffer reported Twitter laid off at least 50 employees, with The New York Times reporting layoffs up to 200. These include prominent product manager Esther Crawford, as well as product manager Martin De Kuyper, the founder of the now-shuttered Review newsletter platform that Twitter acquired in 2021. Dish Network experienced a major outage over the weekend, impacting Dish.com, the Dish Anywhere app, call centers, and authentication services. Users were not able to access accounts or stream online. Employees speaking to Bleeping Computer report the company was hit by a cyber attack, with managers telling them it was a result of an outside bad actor, a known threat agent. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports the upcoming Apple Mixed Reality headset won't require an iPhone for setup or use, able to download user data directly from iCloud. It also won't include any remote control, with Apple still testing in-air typing for input, although Gurman says it remains finicky in testing. Meta announced it's releasing a new large language model for the research community called Llama, or Large Language Model Meta AI. With four foundation models ranging from 7 billion to 65 billion parameters, Meta says it outperforms GPT-3 and Google Palm by training on a high volume of high-quality text. A Meta spokesperson tells Bloomberg that Llama is not in use by Meta's products, including Facebook and Instagram. Reuters sources say Tencent began working on its own generative AI chatbot called Hunyuan Aid, based on its Hunyuan training model. The South China Morning Post reports that model scored better than humans for the first time on the Chinese Language Understanding Evaluation Test back in November, which tests how a computer can understand and respond to Chinese text. And now let's get into the news from Mobile World Congress, or MWC. The phone maker HMD Global plans to spin up some phone manufacturing in Europe to meet a surge in customer demand, citing security and sustainability concerns. No word on where, but the company is headquartered in Finland and moved its data centers there in 2019. HMD also unveiled the Nokia G22, a $179 Android phone meant to be repaired at home. In collaboration with iFixit, HMD will offer repair guides and parts that can be used without voiding the warranty. Google announced new features across Android, Chrome OS, and Chrome. Fast Pair support will soon come to Chrome OS, letting users add Bluetooth headphones with a tap and automatically connecting to devices already set up on Android. Android will soon get a Google Keep single note widget to let you check off to-do lists from a home screen. Wear OS will also get a new Keep shortcut to create notes and to-dos from a watch face. Wear OS will get mono audio mode and color correction, as well as grayscale modes to improve accessibility. And the latest Chrome beta now supports users increasing page content size up to 300% while still preserving layouts. Honor showed its Magic VS tablet-to-phone foldable at MWC, which it plans to sell in Europe starting at €1,599 after debuting in China last year. It folds completely flat with a 400,000 fold-rated lifespan. It's powered by last year's Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 and isn't IP-rated like Samsung's Z Fold 4. It comes to the UK in June. Lenovo showed off its rollable ThinkPad concept, which looks like a 12.7-inch laptop with a 4x3 screen, but unrolls at the flip of a switch to a 15.3-inch 8x9 screen. The Verge's John Porter found the laptop looked completely like a standard ThinkPad when it was all rolled up, but showed a small crease when unrolled. Lenovo said it's aiming for 20,000 to 30,000 rolls for durability on a commercial machine. Lenovo-owned Motorola also showed a rollable smartphone concept with a squat 5-inch 15x9 screen unrolling to a 6.5-inch 22x9 display. The display actually rolls around the bottom of the phone, providing a small secondary display when it's stowed away. No word on pricing or availability on either. Qualcomm announced its Snapdragon satellite integration will come to new phones from Nothing, Motorola, Oppo, Vivo, Honor, and Xiaomi. The company initially announced integration coming to the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 SoC at CES using the Iridium satellite network for two-way communication with emergency services. Now it says Snapdragon satellite will be available to all upcoming 5G modem, RF systems, and Snapdragon mobile platform tiers. That means it won't just come to phone chips, but automotive and IoT markets as well. Xiaomi launched its 13 Pro flagship in China back in December, and now it's made its global debut at MWC. Aside from typical flagship specs, it stands out with a 1-inch Sony IMX989 50-megapixel main camera and 120-watt wired fast charging. It ships in Europe on March 8th, starting at €1,200. The standard Xiaomi 13 and 13 Lite will also come to the market at €999 and €499, respectively. Xiaomi showed off its wireless AR Glass Discovery Edition, which sort of looks like regular sunglasses and doesn't require a tethered phone. It uses the Snapdragon XR2 Gen 1 SoC, supports hand tracking, uses advanced materials like carbon fiber to keep the weight to only 126 grams, and offers a pair of micro OLED displays that can hit up to 1200 nits of brightness. It's considered a concept, so no price or availability. And finally, OnePlus showed off a OnePlus 11 concept phone, which shows some of the company's ideas with a potential mobile gaming-focused phone. The device features active cryoflux, a liquid cooling system that's visible and lit up from the phone's transparent back. OnePlus claims the system lowered SoC temps by 2.1 degrees Celsius, with 3 to 4 frames per second improvements in some titles. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find our show notes and links to all our headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.